T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Crazy. I would like to challenge Bills Mafia to be even a little more crazy too. Another weapon for us. I can remember, you know, last couple years being here, home games have just been wild. Whether if it's snow on the ground, sunshine, third down is a huge weapon for us, for our defense. So, you know, I'm challenging them to go out there and just get as wild as possible.
Micah Hyde on the Bills and their first home game of the year. Best day of the year. Sunday. What's the updated forecast?
Upper 70s, near 80. So it's going to be warm, and there's rain in the forecast, but it looks to be after the game.
Yeah, I'm seeing a little chance of a sprinkle early and then moving into the evening for after the game. So that's great. Get ready. I got a question for you. You've had a child, right?
One as far as I can tell.
I mean, I just want to give you a window into what my day looks like these days. I leave work. I go home. My house is in complete disrepair because our kitchen has been gutted.
It's going to be in complete disrepair after they're born, too.
It can't get in more disrepair than it. The kitchen has been gutted. We don't have a kitchen. So everything that was in the kitchen is in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
There's another room that's kind of next to the kitchen that's also in. So it looks like we are either moving out or moving in, right? So the house, mm-hmm. you can't walk because everything's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
While that happens, every single day, something comes in the mail that's big. 4 car seats.
Oh, you're getting everything delivered.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, right.
The registry is open. So yesterday, you know what came yesterday?
Oh, I need to know where you're registered.
The quadruplet stroller came yesterday.
That had to be a big box.
That's 2 boxes.
But it wasn't assembled, obviously. You have to assemble it.
You just
right?
unfold it and then hook them together.
Oh, and then just, it snaps into place, basically.
Yep.
That is a
2 big,
box. Big
boxes.
Which now you save for the kids to play with because
no,
cardboard
no room.
Might be in the Hall of Fame
no
of toys.
No chance. That cardboard is going to get recycled. So I have no room, and every day something comes to the house and takes up more room. Meanwhile, all the stuff that's out all over the place means that there's food in bins that isn't normally high up in the cabinet. So the dogs are getting in the food.
Oh,
the dogs
man.
Are eating stuff. The dogs are puking all over.
Oh.
This is my life right now. Is every day assembling something. And while that happens, one of my dogs is yakking up something that ate. So the question I had for you was,
you keeping all 3 dogs?
Yeah.
And 4 kids?
Yeah. My question for you is, will I still care about sports or will I no longer have time to?
Oh, no, you'll care.
I'll care more because it'll be the only
escape.
Thing that...
Yeah, that'll be your escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now, you know, I mean, I care about this game on Sunday, but I had a friend ask me, are you ready for Sunday? And my thought is partially, well, definitely, yes. But the other thought is, I'm like Sean McDermott talking about these games. Like, I just got to get through today's practice. You know, one day at a time, mm-hmm. one game at a time. You ask me about Sunday, I think, like, working on today, man. Trust the process. Got to clean out that house. Got to get another delivery.
I feel like one of your biggest challenges, like since we only had one, you know, you try and when they're really, 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 really little, you try and work their nap schedules around like your viewing habits. Like, you know, hey, let's get Jonathan take a nap so I can watch the noon football game that I want to see, the big college football game on at noon. I need him to nap at noon.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it with 4. You know, I'm not sure if you get them all to sleep at the same time or if that's actually physically possible, but I would always try and work the baby schedule around my viewing. Yes, you absolutely will still need sports. It'll be your escape. You'll be like, I don't know. Again, this is all new to me. I don't know how you pull it off with 4. Hey, Molly, you got the kids. I'm going downstairs to watch the game for a few hours. Not sure if you can pull that one off with 4, but you'll need sports. And then you'll get to a point where, of course, you're going to start raising your kids as sports fans.
Sure.
Knowing what you know, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll raise your kids to not care about sports. But, oh, my Lord, are you going to need it.
Do you want to see a picture of the quad stroller? Yeah. Justin.
Boy, that is a
big, I got a text here. It says,
big stroller.
Jer, I have 3-month-old twins. I wish I could tell you it gets better. Currently have 3 different swings, a playpen, and a playmat taking up the living room.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger house. You thought the house looks messy now. Are you kidding me? With four kids?
I'm telling you.
Are they each getting their own sets of toys?
It cannot get messier.
Oh, don't ever say that.
No. I'm telling you. I know what you're thinking. Everyone's out there like, you don't know, man. No. You don't know.
Well, I guess a house that's actually being destroyed while you're living in it.
Imagine if everything that is in your kitchen cabinets, the cabinets threw into the rest of the house.
Yeah. Imagine trying to walk through a living room and a dining room with four kids' toys all over the place.
Not a problem compared to this.
And dogs' toys.
Not a problem. Dogs. We don't have any dogs' toys.
They don't have any dog toys? Not like really. Bones, pull toys, any of that
it
stuff?
It cannot get harder to move around the house than it is currently.
That.
I guarantee it. It's a mess.
You're going to need...
It's a process. Got to trust the process.
Wherever you put the Christmas tree, you're going to need a lot of room.
Yeah.
You're going to have four sets of gifts down there for the kids.
Not worried about that.
Okay.
At least we will have the ability to put things in cabinets at that point, put things away.
I guess they could all use the same playhouse in the living room. You know, you could put one together. You don't have to have four for each child. Yeah, sports, big. It's funny. Like you said, you're about to understand how fatherhood can alter your sports life. Like you asked me to buy some Sabre tickets off of you, and you told me, hey, after the first of the year is a really good time because I don't think I'll be going to too many hockey games. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you'll be busy
true.
Being a dad. You don't just, hey, Molly, it's Wednesday. The Sabres are home. I'll see you later. I'm going to the game.
That's
going to
be Thursday nights.
Thursday
Red
nights.
Red Hot Fridays, maybe, when they're wearing
a... You know what? I looked at the schedule.
90s night.
There are very few Friday games. Did they do that last year, too? Or is that... There's like five Friday games all season. Five or six. Because I was looking for Friday night games to buy from you, and there's really not that many. So I was wondering what happened to all the Friday games. Anyway, I digress.
From the digression.
Of tailgating.
That I started us on.
No. That's all right. That's what I said. I think, you know, when Jonathan was born, you know, I'm not kidding. I made sure I worked nap schedules around what time games were on. You know, nighttime's a little bit different, but Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, you know, pro football, college football, a lot of it was based on trying to get him to sleep so I could watch the game I wanted to see. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing every time you bring up you're having four kids. I just think it's one of the most hilarious things I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
But I can't even imagine what life is going to be like.
But in all seriousness, this current chaos is the best possible prep I could get because it's currently chaos.
Yeah.
I leave work and I'm right to work full day, all day. Yeah. Full on chaos.
You got to teach them how to tailgate at some point,
so
too.
So it's a good warm up and all that. And then it will be more chaos. I sit down for 5 minutes and think, this is only this chaos. There's soon going to be more chaos.
You're going to need more tickets for Kids Day in the Bills preseason schedule. You know, you're going to have to start doing all this stuff.
I can't even consider the idea of ever taking all of them one place.
You're going to love Sabres matinee games on a Saturday afternoon so you can take the kids. You know, you got to start.
The quad stroller didn't fit through the doorway in our living room. That's a problem.
Well, you wait till they don't necessarily need the stroller, and then you can go down to the games. Oh, yeah, you're going to need a bigger door.
We're going to need a bigger door.
Like double doors, sliding double doors that open up to get
what if we just put a garage door where our actual door to our house is?
Yeah.
Sliding garage door like a beer garden door.
Yeah.
Just slide it up
and
walk in the house.
Way to get all this in. This will be great, you know, taking the kids to the games. Wait till that stuff. Wait till, like Sal was telling us, he's taking Max to his first Syracuse Orange football game. Wait till you get to that point where your kids are a little bit older and you can go back to the alma mater and take them to a Syracuse game at the Dome.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's the coolest thing in the world.
What I'm not excited about is finding out what four of something arrives and I have to find a place, what to stack it on top of.
When's your house going to be done?
I don't know, a couple weeks, months.
Oh, that's not bad at all. So you'll be fine. I gotta see where this call takes us. Tom in North Carolina, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, first of all, congratulations, Jeremy. I think that's awesome. When is the due date, by the way?
We expect them in mid-December, in the neighborhood of December.
Yeah. Great, man. That's awesome. So I kind of disagree with Howard a little bit here. I know you... He's thinking you're still going to be excited about sports and get just as pumped up as you do now. I think, and I have three kids myself, but nowhere near, you know, like four at a time like you're having. I can't even fathom that. But I think what you're going to end up doing is kind of reprioritizing which sports you have time to to watch, and which sport do you have time to get excited about? Like right now, I know you love like your soccer and college sports, you know, plus the Sabres and Bills and everything else. I think I hate to break it to you, but you might find yourself sort of not being as interested or have the time to watch whatever's at the bottom of that list, whether it be Syracuse basketball and football or your European soccer or whatever it might be. You're going to kind of have to slim that down a little bit because you just won't have time for the rest.
Or you'll be using your DVR a heck of a lot.
I will never DVR sports.
All right. There might be a game you want to watch.
I'm not going to do it. Right. I can't do it. I can't. I cannot. Unless it's...
Well, you've never had four kids before.
I'm still not going to do it. Unless... The only exception would be I miss the Sabres game because whatever, and I go back and watch to see what happened in the game. But the idea of DVRing a game and then sitting down and using that time to watch something that's already
Syracuse
happened.
Syracuse is playing a big football game at 3:30. You can't do it. You got the kids. You DVR it. You watch it at 9 o'clock when they're all asleep.
Zero chance.
See, I would do that.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. It's a rare exception to the DVR sports rule. Typically, I don't watch a game back unless it's, you know, like, Sabres West Coast game, and I wake up in the morning for work to watch it. But if there was a game I really wanted to see, and I couldn't because busy with being a dad, I would DVR it, get the kid to sleep, watch it later that night.
Have you ever done a kitchen renovation?
No.
I started to ask you if you
no,
ever.
No, actually, you made me have the discussion with my wife the other day about doing it, you know, because we have an older kitchen. And I actually had that discussion, and I had a neighbor go through it, and it was a headache. They had to, like, they were without their kitchen for a month or so. A lot of grilling, bringing in, stuff like that. Yes, we're going to have that discussion.
Nice.
So but the kitchen, see, whatever. I don't want to get into the kitchen because you're getting me off on different tangents again today. Anyway, thanks for the call. Sure, of course it changes. I mean, you won't have all your time to yourself. Obviously, you've got to work your life around four kids. So I think everybody understands that, you know, you can't just say, "Hey, Thursday, let's sit down and binge watch this on Netflix." That
right.
just won't happen anymore. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. Obviously, being a father is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But of course, you have other lives that will control your life now, which is
fine.
You understand that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly, right. Exactly.
But you'll still be able to watch your Sabre games and your Bills games and your soccer games, and you know, I think you'll still be able to work around it and find time just for.
Yep. It's a lot.
That is incredible. How confident you are Sunday? Sunday, Bills, +6. How confident are you feeling, Mr. White? A week ago at this time, I had, I was very confident they'd beat the Giants. So you're hearing about Cincinnati. They got a banged up offensive line. Their defense was horrendous last week. They have the worst running game in the league this year. They've run for less than 100 yards total in the first two games. All that being said, how confident are you feeling on Sunday's game?
Very. Probably shouldn't, but very.
Probably shouldn't? Why?
Because it's the NFL.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying because it's the NFL, not the Bills.
Because it's by far the best quarterback they've faced yet. Andy Dalton threw for 400 yards in Seattle.
Yeah, you know what I guess they did was they, you know, the whole thing about them not being able to run the ball, I guess against Seattle, just reading the Cincinnati papers, they stacked the box. Like the Seahawks said, you're not running the ball with Joe Mixon and Gio Bernard. So they stacked the box, and basically Seattle said, okay, if you're going to put 8 in the box, then we're going to throw the ball, and Andy Dalton threw 51 times in that game. So that was a little bit of a byproduct of that. And I guess last week against San Francisco, they fell behind so much, so fast, they just decided to stop running the ball and started throwing it all over the place.
I saw a stat on Leonard Fournette, speaking of stacking the box, that it's Fournette and there's someone else too. But Fournette is number one in the league in percentage of number of stacked boxes run into, which I know that's a long way to say. The smart teams, when they see that, they change out of a run and they pass it.
Yeah.
That's what maybe the Giants do with take on Barkley and Eli Manning because you would stack the box against Barkley and sometimes they get out of it.
Right.
The success of Todd Gurley came because they wouldn't stack the box. The number of defenders that you bring in to defend you is up to you based on your personnel. How many receivers do you have? Where are you lining them up? Are you running out of the spread? So a quick thing on Jacksonville, it's that Fournette, who his yards per carry has never been very good, and he's just kind of a volume back. He's taken really high. And Doug Marrone's philosophy on offense is bring everybody to the middle and have Leonard Fournette just slam into the brick wall over and over again. His yards per attempt this year is 4.0.
Wow.
His yards per attempt for his career, Leonard Fournette, is what?
4.0.
3.7.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not his fault.
No.
He's got a guy that calls plays to run into
ball.
People.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting that he is number one in the league in number of times he runs into a brick wall. And I've got a text here that's kind of funny about Marone. Marone aside, do we want Jacksonville tonight? Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Yes.
The answer to that is, I think, a definite
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't see Jacksonville in the long run competing. So I think Tennessee is the bigger threat. Yes, absolutely. I would root for Jacksonville to beat Tennessee tonight. I'd like to get the Titans a loss.
Sure, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think they would. To me, I would worry more about Tennessee in the playoff mix than I would about the Jaguars going forward. And look, there tonight's game. You know, you can go watch Tennessee and do a little scouting. And if you haven't seen, I am really interested to see Gardner Minshew. Haven't seen him play yet. You know, he comes on when Foles gets hurt. He's looked okay so far for the Jags. So maybe there'll be a sideline fight between Jalen Ramsey and Doug Marone. Who knows? But there are things to watch for tonight from the Bills fans' perspective, for sure. You want to take a look at Tennessee and see what Mariota's doing and see, you know, what their passing offense looks like now with the additions they made in the offseason. So there's intrigue from our standpoint for the Thursday night football game this evening.
One other thing about the Jaguars tonight, Jalen Ramsey is expected to play for them.
Yeah.
If he does, he can't play on Sunday. So.
Oh, trade?
Here's the thing. If you're going to trade him, how do you play him?
Well, that would be...
What if he gets hurt?
Right.
Then your trade is kaput.
And if you believe the reports, I think it would have been Jason LaCanfora said Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Seattle are the front runners. ESPN had reported that teams have contacted Jacksonville and offered up a first-round pick, even though they're looking for maybe two. So, yeah, that seems problematic. If you think you got a deal set, why would you play him? I don't know.
You can't.
I wouldn't, because if I'm working on a trade,
especially
and I'm getting the price I want back or close to it, I guess I would sit him out and not risk any injury.
And what's the price? Right, the reported asking price was two firsts.
Looking for two firsts.
Okay, so
I don't think they're going to get two firsts.
Let's say they're going to get one first.
Yep, and maybe something else.
He's got to sit tonight.
A one and a three.
He can't play.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I'm not sure. Maybe that's one of the things where they say he's playing, then he's inactive.
And if they would say, well, we got to play him, he'll help us win, then right. You get to, well, then why are you trading him?
Well, then you wouldn't, right. If you're 0-2 and thinking your season's still alive.
And that he's a big part of you winning games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't trade him. And he's under contract next year, too. So, yeah, it's confusing. If they're trading him, I would sit him out and not play him because you don't want to risk injury. 803, we'll have that game tonight, by the way, here on WGR if you want to give it a listen. 803-0550 to join us, 888-552-550. Talking Bills Bengals with you, talking about the tailgate experience as well in the Bills lots. And how would you describe the tailgate experience if you tailgate in the Bills lots? You can let us know. Whatever else is on your mind, you want to talk about some other stuff, that's cool too. Jordan Poyer is going to join us when we get back. The Bills safety is on the way on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here comes some pressure from the Bills. Manning going to throw it deep downfield. Bills surrounding it. It is intercepted. Jordan Poyer comes up with it, and he is brought down at the 2-yard line. Jordan Poyer just waited for that ball to drop into his arms.
Let's get right to our Wester hotline, because Bills safety Jordan Poyer is standing by with us right now here on WGR. Jordan, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning to you guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well? Yeah, you guys are 2-0, so we have nothing to complain about, Jordan. You win, our lives are happy. There's no pressure on you to keep doing that, by the way.
Oh, man. I appreciate that. No, we got to keep working, man, one game at a time. It is an exciting time, but, you know, just definitely got to continue to work and continue to try to make you guys happy.
What's it like for you, Jordan, when you guys, you know, you're 2-0, away from the stadium,
when you're out about in the community or even maybe your neighbors? I mean, how many people are coming up to you and saying, hey, 2-0, thank you, this is really cool?
I mean, yeah, it's an exciting time right now for the fans. And, you know, for us, you know, we just got to keep working, man, because we haven't done a whole lot yet. You know, it is exciting, but, you know, us, we're still hungry. You know, it's a good feeling on Sunday after the game and Monday when you do get a victory, and it kind of fuels you to want more. So, you know, it is exciting, but we're excited to continue to try to pull some victories.
Home opener on Sunday, Jordan, and we've heard some of the young guys talk about how they're excited to be there. They got a little bit of a taste, a very small taste maybe in the preseason. Have you, as a veteran, do you tell the young guys anything about what it's like, maybe from a standpoint of how cool it is or how much it might be? I don't know, is it more difficult as a young player in that kind of environment to focus and not get caught up in the moment and continue to do the job that you're supposed to be doing?
You know, you let them know it's just, you know, Bills Mafia is so fun, exciting, the energy, you know, the place is just it's just amazing. And you can't really, I don't think you can really explain, you know, the atmosphere until you're really in it, you know. And, you know, everybody's, you know, going to be excited. Everybody's going to be riled up. At the end of the day, you know, we know we still got to go out there and play football at the end of the day, which is what we do. And so, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be electric. And, you know, we're excited to see, you know, Bills Mafia help us.
You, a moment ago, you were talking about 2-0, haven't really accomplished anything yet. It is only two games, so you do have to keep it in perspective. Do you, as one of the veterans on the team, do you even need to go to some of the younger guys and say, hey, all well and good, but it's only two games? Or do you think that everybody understands that inside the locker room?
Yeah, I think everybody understands that, and Sean does a great job of kind of preaching that. You know, we really haven't done anything. Yeah, we start off well, but you know, there's a lot of areas that we can make improvements on, and you know, and there's a lot of football left to be played. And so, if we just take that, you know, Coach always talks about Kaizen, just growth mindset, just that mindset to just continually getting better each and every day, each and every week, and continually getting stronger. You know, because it is only September. You know, there's a lot of football left to be played. So, but it, you know, like I said, it is exciting. You know, we're excited to come home and play in front of our fans. And you know, I for one can't wait. But you know, it's gonna be fun.
Jordan, this is the third organization for you, right, in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Is this the best defense you've been on? If so, why do you believe that's the case?
By far, it's just. I mean, it's the best defense I've been on, and it's just the most cool group of guys you could ask for to be able to go to work with every single day. And, you know, you share a bond, you start to build a bond over the years, and then, you know, new guys come in and you start to build even more of a stronger bond. And, you know, you go through, you know, hard, you go through tough times, you go through good times. And so it's just, you know, the brotherhood that we have on this football team. I'm not even talking just on the defensive side of the football. Special teams to the offense. I mean, even the coaches, man, and the strength staff, just the whole organization as a whole, training staff. You know, it's one that you know you want to be a part of. And so the culture that Sean has built is amazing. And you know, we just want to continue to build that.
We've talked on this show. I'm not saying this just because you're on the phone with us. We've talked on this show about you and Micah being among the best safety tandems in the league. When it comes to safeties, we hear about chemistry with offensive linemen. We hear about it with quarterbacks and wide receivers. Is there such a thing with safeties? And if there is, what's it like between you and Micah?
Yeah, you know, Micah's friendship. I met Micah, you know, before I came to Buffalo, and off the bat we kicked it off. You know, he's a really, really good dude. You know, his wife is amazing. And you know, we translated over to the field. You know, we hang out off the field. And I don't think it's just Mike and I. And I think it's our whole secondary. You know, as much as Mike and I despise, you know, Turner Davis, you know, he's in the game. And Saran, we all are tying together, you know, with Trey and Levi. we all tie together with our disguise. Even the linebackers, everybody talks about the disguise that Mike and I do. You know, mm-hmm. it's really our back seven. You know, and as more that we get comfortable playing, you know, together, it all only gets better week in and week out.
When it comes to the disguises and the things you guys are doing, are you as a group so far advanced that there's an unspoken communication? Like, do you guys know? I'm just going to talk about you and Micah, like a married couple. Like, you guys know what the other guy is thinking and is going to do, basically?
I mean, there's definitely certain situations on the field. You know, offense will give us some formation, and we'll get a call, and we'll kind of automatically know, where each other's supposed to be, and you know what kind of look that we want to give. And then there's sometimes that, you know, the offense will be in the huddle, we'll get the call, and kind of talk about, you know, what we want to show, or if we even want to show anything, you know, if we want, because you know, teams know now we disguise, and so sometimes maybe we just line up in it and just, you know, say, you know, beat us, you know, and so. You know, it's a continuous growth. You know, we're still trying to figure out new ways to show things, and you know, it's fun to be a part of this defense and to play alongside a teammate like Micah, and like I said, everybody, like our whole defense. You know, it's everybody, you know, working together.
Jordan Poyer with us on our Wester Hotline. Got a few minutes left with him. You practice against Josh Allen every day. So can you give us any insight? The guy you see now after the first two games and in practice every day this season, how is he different from the Josh Allen that you would have gone up against as a rookie last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously he's taking a huge step from year one to year two, and I think his confidence has always been there, but I think his confidence is even, you know, in himself and in the guys around him and his coaches. I think, you know, I think that's, you know, I think that's one of his biggest jumps. You know, his command of the offense right now, you know, he zero takeaways last game, you know, just learning from week one to week two, and, you know, going, obviously he didn't have the game, maybe he wanted to have week one, but he still went out there, still competed, and he still, you know, won us a football game. And then, you know, going from four turnovers to zero turnovers the following week, you know, that's just talking about growth. I mean, talking about a guy, you know, learning from his mistakes. You know, that's the type, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I go to battle with Josh any day of the week.
I was reading your bio, Jordan, before we let you go. So I saw your bucket list in the Bills media guide. It says your bucket list is to travel to all seven continents. How many have you been to?
I've actually been to Australia. I've been to Brazil, and I've been, and I mean, I don't,
obviously North America. Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's about it. That's
so no Europe yet. No Asia.
And it's, yeah, no, neither one of those. But definitely, like, you know, when I retire, you know, hopefully years down the road, I definitely do want to travel, you know, with my wife. You know, she loves to travel. And so it's definitely been something, especially go to Europe and Asia, both of those places.
Has she signed up for Antarctica yet?
I'm Googling Antarctica tourism right now.
She loves to travel. Does that include Antarctica?
I might have went a little too far with the same content. I could have just said travel the world, but I definitely might have went too far with the seven content.
So six. We'll edit it and say six.
Fair enough.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us this morning, Jordan. Keep up the good work. Get a win on Sunday and have a great year.
Sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Jordan Poyer, who could have played baseball, as Sal pointed out recently. And Poyer was drafted in 2009 by the Marlins. Was a very good high school baseball player. And I think, if I recall correctly in the media guide, he had played it a little bit at Oregon State and then quit baseball to focus on football, and I would say things have worked out very well for him in terms of the decision to play football. Yeah, and I'm not saying it because he was on with us. He and Hyde are among the top safety. They've got to be in the top, what, three safety tandems in the National Football League right now.
Between April 2016 and 2017, 44,000 travelers went to Antarctica, steadily rising since 2011. In the early 90s, it was about 5,000 per year.
What is in Antarctica other than snow and ice? Like
penguins?
There's no, like, communities or anything, right? There's nothing.
What are you doing in Antarctica?
Yeah, expecting 46,000 in the current season that ended in April 2018, so less than 50,000 people a year. But yeah, what do they do?
Yeah. Ice fish? I don't know. What does one do in Antarctica?
I don't know.
It's not like there's like little towns or anything, right?
You see whales. You go on cruises and expeditions.
You can take selfies with penguins.
As long as they don't mind. Do they charge, you think, for selfies? Probably not. They don't.
I've got a trivia question for you. So the Bills are playing the Bengals this week, and I was looking into the Bengals franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
How many players that have played for the Cincinnati Bengals are in the Hall of Fame? Pro Football Hall of Famers that are credited as being members at one point of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I got one.
Who is it?
Anthony Munoz.
That's one.
Is there more than one?
There are three.
There's only three?
Isn't that amazing? There's only three. And this isn't spent their careers with the Bengals, but ever played for them.
Dick LeBeau? Does he count as a Bengal?
Did he
play there?
He coached there. Okay.
Wouldn't be any. No, Ken Anderson's not in the Hall. Receivers, tight ends, running backs.
I don't know. I'm tapping out.
Linemen, defensive.
They're both receivers.
Two receivers from the Bengals.
Two receivers that played for the Bengals.
Okay.
At one point.
Well, it's not Collinsworth. Trying to think who would have played. Oh, they wouldn't. They could have been with other teams.
Yes, they just had to have played for the Bengals.
Okay. They could have even made their name with other teams. They didn't actually get into the Hall based on their career with the Bengals. Oh, man. You could probably just tell.
Terrell Owens?
Correct.
He played in Cincinnati?
The year after he played for the Bills.
Do not remember him with the Bengals.
And he did well for them. I think he had 1,000 yards that season.
He played with Chad Ochocinco that year.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Rice ended up in Cincinnati at any point?
No, he did. No, Charlie Joyner is the other.
Oh, okay. I mean, I obviously know Charlie Joyner. He was a Bills coach at one point.
T.O. had 983 yards that year and 9 touchdowns in 14 games. His final year in the league, 983 in 14 games and 9 touchdowns.
I wonder which franchises, if you would factor in obviously years in the league, years in existence. I mean, the Bengals have been around for quite some time. Which franchises have, like, the lowest percentage based on how, you know, like, three players in 50 years versus, you know, how many do the Seahawks have in the Hall of Fame? You know, the Jaguars, the Panthers, the newer teams. Who's got the lowest number based on percentage of how long they've been in the league, you know?
The Seahawks would
have. The Bills have, like, 9, I think.
Warren
right?
Moon, Steve Largent, John Randall. They get Jerry Rice.
Oh, okay.
They get Kevin Mawai, Walter Jones, Cortez Kennedy.
That's a lot.
They're way past the Bengals.
And they've been around since, what, the 70s, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Outside of the Jaguars and the Panthers, who haven't been around long enough.
The Lions?
The Lions. How many?
But the Lions have been around forever. That's why I wonder if from.
How many Lions Hall of Famers are there? Okay. Find this out. Detroit
how many
Lions.
Lions.
You've got Barry Sanders.
Okay. Before him.
And.
What's the next guy before Sanders?
Mel Gray.
Okay. I mean, are you looking.
Is that right?
It's a receiver, Mel Gray? I'm trying to remember.
Dick LeBeau played for them.
Okay. All right, but we're going way back to get to Dick LeBeau. We're going back into the...
Boy, if you're going back to the Lions, you're going to Frank Gatzke, Bill Dudley, Doak Walker, Dick Lane, Yale Larry, Bobby Lane, Ollie Mattson, Joe Schmidt.
So basically you're talking about one guy in the last 40 years?
Pretty much.
Sanders. All these guys you mentioned, I'm going to guess, are pre-1970.
Yep.
That's not good.
Lem Barney?
Yeah, I remember Lem Barney. Maybe a defensive back? I'm trying to think where he played. I do remember that
Second-round pick in 1967.
Okay, I remember him from the 70s.
So it's probably the Lions.
Yeah, so it's because it's really just Barry Sanders. That's bad. The Bills, like I said, I should check. I should know the number, but if the Bills are 8 or 9, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I mean, T.O. counts for them. James
Lofton. Oh, that's true.
James
Lofton counts. I wasn't even counting, you know, T.O., like the guys that were here for the majority of their career. But that's pretty bad. Detroit. Okay, yeah, I don't know who else would come to mind, but that is a very low number. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 as we talk Bills Bengals with you this morning. Sal's going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll break down the matchup, talk a little bit about the injury report, some news and notes with the Bills. That's all coming up at 8 on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Definitely say, you know, I attribute a lot to it, but bringing in guys like DA and Matt, bringing in this offseason a guy like Dorse, guys that have just played the position, that have been in the league for a while, been able to pick their brain and understand, you know, how they attack daily life of being a professional quarterback. So I think that's helped out a lot. And then having the support system, you know, with my family and trying to stay level and stay grounded and just taking one day at a time, trying to be the best quarterback that I can be.
That's Bills quarterback Josh Allen. I got a quick whine. Can I whine about the Mets winning? Well, I'm going to anyway. Now, the Mets won yesterday. I always prefer wins. They're not going to make the wild card, but technically they're still alive with 10 games to go. And yet every time they win, I worry that management will actually bring back Mickey Callaway as the manager next year. So memo to the Mets, I'm okay with winning. Please make sure you change the manager, and please don't bring Mickey Callaway back because you hung in the wild card playoff race and were, quote, in the hunt. The MLB doesn't do that, actually. Mets are in the hunt. Please, 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 don't let the wins influence your decision in the offseason. Fire him, get rid of Diaz, get rid of Familia, and we'll be good to go for 2020. Okay, go ahead. What do you got today?
The Bet Online gambling website has a very interesting over-under bet regarding the Dolphins.
Okay.
Now, I think this means total, not from this day forward, but I can't be sure. It just says, how many games will the Dolphins lose by 40 or more this season? Over, under is four.
They're at two.
They're at two.
That's right.
So does it mean
four total?
Does it matter?
I would think four total.
Okay, they still have to go to New England. They could certainly lose that game by
four. Yep. Will they lose to the Bills by 40?
No.
No? Not once?
No. You think they'll lose to the Bills by more than 40 points?
Yes.
Well, then they are going to clear the bar.
I do. Think about what's going to happen when whichever quarterback behind that line against this defense goes.
Yeah.
Well, guess who they play this upcoming week? Dallas.
That could be 40.
Ooh, that could be 40. There.
Easy.
Okay.
The Chargers the week after that, 40.
We're going four for the season. Then I would say they'll clear it because I think it'll be the Patriots. I think it'll be the Cowboys. That leaves just one more time this season. At Dallas, the Chargers, right? Where else? Watching Buffalo,
the
Pittsburgh.
Eagles could do
Jets,
it, I think.
Colts, Browns.
It's just
Eagles, yeah.
Right?
Well, they're going to, for sure, well, the Patriots are the final game of the season. If New England's got everything wrapped up, they play their starters for one half. Who is the backup quarterback in New England right now?
That would be
Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah. Because they released Brian Hoyer, now he's with the Colts.
I'm changing my vote. I'll say no. Give me the under.
Wow, under.
Under.
I'll make that bet with you. What do you want to bet?
How about the Sabres tickets I had to buy from you? You buy them back.
What happens if you lose? You buy five more?
No, God, no.
You're going to bet something.
You want lunch?
No, I want you to buy more Sabres tickets. The tickets
this
year. How
many more games?
Tickets this year, they're not. I've got the paper tickets, maybe because of the.
Can they be pre-January 1?
Sure, whatever. The 50th anniversary tickets, it is the gold Sabres logo, the 50th anniversary logo. And they're all effectively the same ticket with the date and the team logo that they're playing different. But they're paper tickets, and I think everybody might get paper tickets because of the 50th anniversary. So you got a little bit of a commemorative thing there.
I always like paper tickets because, well, as a kid, I used to collect paper tickets. Jonathan still keeps tickets to every game he goes to, which is kind of odd because some of them, the schmub paper, the ones you print out off your computer. I always like the real regular hard tickets like this. I just wish they would have done different. I get it, 50th anniversary. How about a different Sabres player from the past, you know? One game, put a picture of Perreault on there. Then it's Rick Martin. Then it's Bob Sauve. Then it's whatever. I mean, there's so many players that you wouldn't have a problem, obviously, covering every home game with a different Sabres player to honor the 50th anniversary. I like seeing different pictures and creativity on the hard tickets that they give out.
1 year ago, I mentioned this yesterday, so I'm going to mention it again. 1 year ago, the Dolphins, back to the Dolphins, they were 2-0. The Bills were 0-2 and dealing with a player retirement at halftime. 1 year.
I got to read the piece. There's a piece about Vontae Davis. Did you look at it?
His wife didn't want to come here, yeah.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Or why he decided to quit at halftime? Because his wife didn't want to be here?
Well, he didn't want to play anymore, but there's stuff in there about how she never wanted them to come to Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
But look
at
how
it.
Fast everything can change. 1 year, Miami is the joke of the league.
Yeah.
1 year ago, the Bills were 0-2. They would have been blown out in two games, and a player had retired at halftime.
What did they give up in the first two games? 80 points, something, right? Would the Chargers have gotten 30-something points? I don't remember. Baltimore at 47. The first six quarters last year, the defense was horrible, right? At halftime of the Chargers game, you're thinking, hey, what's up with this this defense there, Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier?
They gave up 54 to the Chargers. Nope, sorry.
No, it would have been 30.
That's the Peterman game. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, different Chargers game.
Low 30s? Anyway.
It was a blowout from the jump.
Well, again,
jump,
that was the whole thing. The first six quarters, they gave up all these points, and it was confusing.
31.
So
they gave up 78
points in six quarters.
78 points and had a player retire at halftime.
Yeah.
1 year ago.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Now I can laugh at it.
Right, you look back and so much has changed.
Yeah. Sal's
including every quarterback on the roster almost, right?
Yeah. And now the question is, how many weeks will the Bills go before they give up 78 points? Sal's going to join us in a moment, 803-0550 for you to talk with us as well.
Very quickly, we got a couple texts. You got a plastic season ticket holder card if you're a Sabres season ticket holder. So did I. I also got paper tickets, so maybe they're on their way.
Yeah.
Maybe call and ask because – I also got the season ticket card, but I'm holding in my – right, Howard?
That's what you gave me. I'm glad you're sending hard tickets out.
Rather than email them, mm-hmm. especially when you're divvying them up for people that split tickets, it's nice to be able to say, here are your tickets.
Right. 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.